This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
You know, it hits everybody differently. And then obviously, from a coach's standpoint, you always talk about your guys with the sickle cell trait. That affects you in altitude. People that have altitude poisoning, you know, obviously we got medications you can take beforehand when you get there, things of that nature. And we'll take all the necessary steps to be prepared for that. You know, just not being used to that stuff.
Yeah, I feel like that's one of those things that, like in the modern era of medicine and preparation and sports science and all that right. kind of stuff, they could probably get ready for it.
Yeah,
altitude in Denver.
Yeah, I mean, there's certain things that you can do. And yeah. I think, you know, I mean, you didn't even, you were working out. And you got the altitude poison. I mean, this.
I didn't take the proper precautions.
You must have been drinking and stuff.
Got good and drunk the night before, and then got up early the next morning. Decided to try to run it out on the treadmill. Yeah, dumb.
Did you dirty? Huh?
Did me real dirty.
Did you dirty?
I had altitude poisoning for like 36 hours.
How was that?
Felt like the flu.
I remember I had a good friend of mine, Lou Vasquez. Lou played with me in San Diego. Ended up going to Denver. I remember Lou got real sick with altitude stuff. So, yeah, it's crazy.
Well, then, so what I tried to do, just to be really smart, just to compound all those good decisions was I'll just drink through it.
Yep.
I'll just get drunk again, and and it didn't work.
Yeah, bro.
So, yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, no, I know. It was just a chain of really good decisions by, like, 27-year-old Andy.
Yeah, man, but I think...
I was famous for good decisions at that age.
I think, where we are. I mean, I 27 was a good year, though.
Yeah, 27, I was better at 27. 24 was, like, peak, just... Whatever your instinct is, do the opposite.
Right.
Because I was just making bad choices.
Yeah, man.
Financial and otherwise.
Yeah.
But we're here.
That's all that matters.
We're still standing.
That's all that matters. You get married, a lovely wife, beautiful kids, a dog, a fence, house, car paid off.
We got it
all. You're all the way grown up.
We got a roof.
You're all the way grown up.
Yep.
All the way grown up.
Thank God I didn't meet her until I was well older than that.
Yeah. You think you would have ruined it?
Oh, sure. No. Absolutely, I would have ruined it.
Yeah.
But 100%.
But no, the Falcons, I mean, we talked about it. The only time you hear about altitude's being loose.
Yep, that's right.
You know, I mean, they need to go up there. They're going to have opportunities to make plays on this defense. It's a really good, it's a good defense that does really good things. They can rush passes, they can cover, and they're one of the epitome of my man Warren Sapp. He's always talking about the front end work with the back end, Because what they're able to do, they're able to cover, that helps them, allows them to get that pressure on the quarterback. And then, you know, and so, I mean, the Falcons, we know that it's all going to start up front with those five dudes. I think Dalman's coming back. Not 100% sure, but we'll ask Joe in the next segment. This is something. We also know Troy Anderson re-injured himself in the last game. We don't know how serious that is, and a couple other guys. But, yeah, I mean, I think the Falcons are better than Denver, but with me saying that, I'm saying they're better than what the Falcons just lost to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the Saints. Now, are they like a world beater or something? No. No, they played well. They took advantage of what Kansas City had. They took advantage of Kansas City's weak offensive line. Mm-hmm. They were bringing guys from that side.
Yep.
And they were speeding up Pat and everything like that. That's why we're talking about the right-hand side. They're going to come. They're coming on McGeer.
Yeah.
They're coming.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, they're coming on that side.
100%. That's exactly what they're going to try to do. They're going to try to take advantage of the weakness that the Falcons have on the offensive line, which is Caleb McGarry's ability to pass block.
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is. Everybody knows that in the league. And, yeah, I'm with you, and Vegas is too. They think the Falcons are better than the Broncos are. But I also think the Broncos just have equalizers. Like, they have things that – even if you're not, like they did last week against the Chiefs, they're not as good as the Chiefs.
No.
They should have won that football game because they played a really smart game. They have a great pass rush, which can equalize any game if the Falcons can't protect Kirk. And they also just have a hyper-efficient offense. Like, they're not going to score 40 points on you.
No.
It's not going to be a shootout like you've played in games against Tampa, most likely.
Mm-hmm.
But they're also not going to make, shoot yourself in the foot mistakes. And, you know, that's what we've seen the Falcons do that a few times this year. I mean, you lose that Seattle game in part because you turned the ball over three times and they didn't turn the ball over any times. If you lose the turnover battle, you're going to lose the sack battle.
Yes.
Just it. You're not going to have more sacks than they do.
Yeah.
Okay? They're second in the league in sacks. You're the worst in the league in sacks, and it's not close. They're going to get Kirk Cousins on the ground more times than you get Knicks on the ground. You just can't have those turn into turnovers because Bo Nix probably isn't going to turn it over. He's only thrown two interceptions since week two.
Damn.
He threw four interceptions in the first 2 weeks. He's thrown two since then. He's really cleaned it up. So they're not great, but they're pretty smart.
Yeah, I mean, they're
well coached.
They're well coached, but understandably. They're well coached on offense. Sean is not – sometimes you take the decision-making out of a quarterback as far as doing things like that, turning the ball over. And I know that they were talking about something like that similar with Caleb Williams. Don't allow him to do it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe help him.
Maybe help him.
Call some plays that are a little safer.
Yeah, that he doesn't have to hold the ball. That his natural instinct as a quarterback is like, okay, I know this route concept. On my third step, it's got to come out.
Yep. Because you know what his natural instinct is. If it's not there, I'm going to break down and run.
Yes, exactly.
And then he gets himself in trouble.
And so, yeah, take some of that thinking out. He's still going to have to think and whatever.
Sure.
But take some of that out. And like you said, simplify game plans for young quarterback. And that's what Sean.
Yes, he has.
Sean has simplified the game plan for Bo Nix.
Yep, no doubt. Second in the league in sacks, Nick Benito. And they spread the love.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan Cooper, Zach Allen, John Franklin Myers, all those guys have five or more sacks. So,
did you know any of them before you got here? Before
I didn't know any of those guys had five or more sacks.
Yeah.
I knew Nick Benito was over there. Like, damn, I didn't know he had seven sacks. That's as many as the Falcons have. Almost. Crazy. All right.
How many they got?
Nine.
Oh. Well, those double digits, baby.
How many games they played?
Double digits?
Double digits. One a game is good in what? Like, if you score one touchdown a game as a player, that's incredible.
That's awesome.
You're doing great.
Yes.
If you're an edge rusher and you get one sack a game,
it's awesome.
You might be an all-pro.
Yes.
But as a team, not as good.
Yeah.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com